4.3.
Basically, the client has said they want a super flat finish over the entire floor area. That makes it a free movement floor where vehicles can run anywhere on it.
Mm.
But on the manufacturing process drawings, it shows precisely specified routes for these automated vehicles. So, technically, it should be a defined movement floor where you can just have a few narrow lanes for the vehicles, which are super flat, and then the rest of the slab is just laid to normal tolerances.
Right. So you're questioning the extra cost of doing everything super flat?
That's the main thing, yeah. The other thing is quality. To get the best finish on these super flat floors, it's better to lay narrow widths of slab in fairly long lengths.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, you want lanes rather than big, wide areas.
OK, but maybe they want everywhere to be super flat so they can change the layout of the production line in the future.
Possibly. But even if they want to do that, the surface can always be modified at a later date.
Mm.
It's a thick slab, so there's nothing to stop them grinding a layer off the top. In fact, we could increase the depth of the steel reinforcement slightly when we pour the slab, so there's some extra thickness of concrete over it.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they did want to grind a thin layer off a section in future, they wouldn't have problems with shallow cover.
Right. Well, let's look into an alternative design for a defined movement floor.